Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The AI-Powered Scholar by Rafiq Muhammad, PhD, is a practical nonfiction guide for graduate students, early career academics, supervisors, and research professionals who want to integrate artificial intelligence into scholarly work without weakening methodological standards. Prost, positioned within the AI-powered research toolkit and Mastering Research series, the book addresses the full research lifecycle, generating ideas, reviewing literature, refining questions, designing studies, organizing evidence, analyzing data, and preparing work for publication. Its central purpose is not to present AI as a substitute for scholarship, but as a structured assistant for tasks that often consume time and attention, such as searching, screening, coding, summarizing, and drafting. Drawing on the author's background in medicine, artificial intelligence, research supervision, and academic publishing, the book emphasizes a workflow-oriented approach. It is best understood as a responsible use manual for researchers who need practical AI methods while preserving transparency, rigor, ethics, and intellectual ownership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the IDS framework organizes AI use across the full research lifecycle. A defining feature of the AI-powered scholar is its emphasis on a staged framework for research rather than a scattered list of digital tools. The IDS framework, as described in available material about the book, appears to give readers a sequence for applying AI from the earliest stage of idea formation through dissemination. This matters because many researchers encounter AI in fragmented ways, using one tool for summarization, another for search, and another for drafting, without a coherent decision process. A stage-based framework reduces that problem by linking each AI-assisted action to a research purpose. For example, AI can help map a topic area, but the researcher still decides whether a gap is theoretically meaningful and methodologically feasible. AI can assist with organization, but the scholar remains responsible for evaluating sources and maintaining an evidence trail. The value of this structure is practical. It helps readers decide when AI is useful, when human judgment must dominate, and how to avoid letting convenience dictate research design. Secondly, AI-supported literature work is presented as search, screening, and synthesis support. The book places significant attention on literature work, one of the most time-consuming stages of academic research. Its approach is not simply to ask an AI system for a list of papers, but to use AI-enabled tools to support discovery, screening, organization, and conceptual mapping. Tools such as Semantic Scholar, Elicit, and Conversational AI are described in related material as part of the workflow, especially for surfacing relevant studies, identifying possible gaps, and refining research questions. The important distinction is that AI can accelerate exposure to a field, but it cannot replace disciplined reading or expert evaluation. Literature reviews require judgment about study quality, definitions, methods, and the relationship between findings. The book, therefore, seems to treat AI as a way to reduce mechanical burden rather than automate scholarly interpretation. This is a useful position because poorly handled AI literature searches can reinforce shallow understanding, while structured use can help researchers see patterns, contradictions, and missing connections more efficiently. Thirdly, research design and data analysis are treated as assisted workflows, not automated conclusions. The AI-powered scholar also addresses the practical use of AI during research design and analysis. Available descriptions mention support for coding, data wrangling, exploratory analysis, and qualitative data work. This focus is especially relevant because researchers often lose substantial time to formatting, cleaning, classifying, and organizing data before interpretation can begin. The book's likely contribution is to show how AI can help with these preparatory and procedural tasks while keeping the analytical responsibility with the researcher. In qualitative projects, for instance, AI may help generate preliminary codes, compare excerpts, or organize themes, but validity still depends on transparent coding decisions, reflexivity, and careful interpretation. In quantitative or mixed methods work, AI may assist with exploratory steps or workflow documentation, but statistical reasoning and methodological fit cannot be outsourced. The broader principle is that AI is most defensible when used to make the research process more efficient and traceable, not when used to produce unsupported findings or conclusions. Fourthly, ethics, rigor, and intellectual ownership are central safeguards in the AI workflow. A major theme of the book is the responsible use of AI in academic work. This is important because AI tools can create risks that are especially serious in research: inaccurate summaries, unverifiable claims, hidden bias, poor source attribution, and overdependence on generated text. The book is positioned as an ethical roadmap, which means its practical recommendations are likely tied to transparency and accountability rather than mere productivity. researchers need to know what was AI-assisted, what was independently verified, and how final scholarly judgments were reached. The emphasis on intellectual ownership is also significant. In academic writing, the value of a project lies not only in producing a polished manuscript, but in making an original, defensible contribution. AI can help generate alternatives, clarify wording, or expose gaps in reasoning, but it cannot assume responsibility for argument quality, methodological justification, or ethical compliance. This safeguard-oriented framing distinguishes the book from more general AI productivity guides. Lastly, publishing guidance focuses on peer review readiness and evidence transparency. The book connects AI use to the realities of academic publishing, where efficiency matters but credibility is decisive. Related descriptions emphasize producing manuscripts, methods, and evidence trails that can stand up to peer review. This framing is useful because many AI guides focus on faster writing without addressing whether the resulting work is auditable, methodologically clear, and acceptable to journals or supervisors. In research publishing, the manuscript is only the visible product of a deeper process involving source selection, methodological decisions, data handling, analysis, and revision. AI can support drafting, restructuring, checking clarity, or anticipating reviewer concerns, but the researcher must preserve documentation of how evidence was gathered and interpreted. The book's publishing orientation, therefore, appears to treat AI as part of a disciplined workflow rather than a shortcut to output. Its practical implication is that faster publication should come from reduced friction and better organization, not from bypassing critical reading, methodological transparency, or careful revision. In conclusion, the AI-powered scholar is best suited to graduate students, doctoral candidates, early career academics, research supervisors, and applied researchers who already understand that AI is becoming part of scholarly practice but need a responsible way to use it. Its practical benefit lies in showing how AI can support the entire research process, from narrowing a topic and mapping literature to organizing data, analyzing material, and preparing publication-ready work. And its intellectual benefit is more important. It frames AI as a tool that must remain subordinate to research judgment, methodological rigor, and ethical accountability. Compared with many general books on AI productivity, this book stands out because it is specifically oriented toward academic research, rather than workplace efficiency or generic prompt engineering. It also appears more comprehensive than narrowly focused guides that only address literature review, writing, or data analysis in isolation. The book's value is strongest for readers who want a workflow they can adapt to theses, dissertations, articles, reviews, and professional research projects. It is less likely to satisfy readers seeking deep technical instruction in machine learning or theoretical critique of AI. Its realistic strength is as a practical, structured bridge between emerging AI tools and the everyday demands of credible scholarship. If you would like to support Rafiq Muhammad PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.